Okay.
I need that back.
Yes. We're here in the Prairie Annex, and it's February 19th, 2016. And I'm Ruth Calden, and I'm interviewing Metche Butler, a member of Prairie. So I'll ask you the first question. It's okay? Okay. When and how did you get involved in Prairie?
I was raised in Christian Science, and I was not happy with the idea that if I had children, someday I would have to rely on that for health. And so I was sort of hoping for something else. And then a good friend invited me to her wedding, and it was in the First Unitarian Church here in Madison. And I thought, boy, this feels good. And so I began attending, and I joined.
And when was that?
I don't know what year it was. But Max Gabler was the minister, and he said something I found very profound, which I've always remembered ever since, and that was, it doesn't matter so much what happens to you as it does how you respond to what happens to you. And I think that's so important to think about, because you can change how you feel about what's happening very well and maybe help yourself out of it. So I really liked Unitarianism, and I also liked the choir, and I got involved with Holiday Fair there, and I got involved with Nifty Gifty here. So that was one of the fun things that I did. And let's see.
Well, this is probably before the founding of Prairie, before 1967.
Yeah.
So you were
because I remember coming to sing with the First Unitarian Choir Church to sing for the Prairie group when it was somewhere else. I don't think it was at the St. Benedict Center. I have a feeling it was at a VFW place we rented for a while.
We rented from the YWCA.
That was the first one, or the second one, I guess.
Yes, after Holy Name Seminary was the first. And then we rented at the YWCA, and then Portal Foster.
But wasn't there... I'm sure there was a place that was a VFW over near where the John Nolan. You don't think so?
There was
I know what what I'm thinking of. Something else. You're right. That was a dance teacher.
I see.
Put us there because she ran out of rent in another place.
It
wasn't Prairie. You're right. It does seem incongruous. Something warlike.
So, okay.
Anyway, so I was at Portal Foster, I guess, first. But was at the Y that the choir from First Unitarian sang.
I see.
And I liked the idea of what Prairie was all about. I like still the fact that we're a small community-oriented place. I like that very much. Anyway, I guess we're on to things I've been involved in. That's your second question.
Let's see, the second question is, what has been your involvement over the years?
Yes.
At Prairie?
I've been involved in lots of stuff I've discovered. Of course, I was younger then. My children were little. And the youngest one was, I think, about three, maybe, which would make it 68, because he was about three.
In 1968, you began to go to Prairie?
I think so.
Okay.
And I was involved with Nifty Gifty, as I mentioned, making the gifts with the children for Christmas. And also, I taught Sunday school one year. I think it was kindergarten children. Is that a class, or is it K through something?
I don't know. Sure. I think it changes sometime depending on the number of children.
Yeah.
But you taught very young children.
Relatively young. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say very young. They were certainly not babies. They mm-hmm. were kids who had questions. And we planted the blue spruce that's in the backyard. It was an Arbor Day tree. It was a stick. And we planted that, and it's a beautiful tree now.
Is this at Portal Foster?
No, that's here.
Oh, here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in our backyard.
I see.
Nice okay. looking tree, because it had plenty of room to grow.
And this class planted it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not okay. as blue as it should be, though. I think it needs a thick soil or something. Anyway, while I was there, Lois Hagstrom and her husband were going to do one of the sets of six services.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I would do two with her, and she would do two, and Warren would do the other two on music. So Lois did one on art, on fine art, and I did two on fine art, I guess. And I did two on design in everyday life, okay. and in design, finding design ideas. And the one about design in everyday life was the one where I had a bowl left from my cat from milk that got licked over to the edge of the fridge where she ate. We had two dogs and two cats, and so I fed the cats up high. One cat ate off the fridge. And the bowl disappeared, and I didn't think anything of it, busy with other things. And a year later, I found it had fallen behind the fridge, still with milk in it, and the milk dried and split and made a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And so I adapted that to a piece of jewelry, which I have a slide for. If you want, I can get a print.
I remember that. Somehow I associate that. That's all I remember from the design of everyday life, but that was so dramatic.
I couldn't find the picture of the bowl. I have it, but I haven't found it. But I do have the slide, and okay. I brought it if you want to see it.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I shouldn't take up time of the...
Okay, well...
Is that right if I take it out?
Okay, so you have a slide. That's fine.
Just... I could get a print if you want.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah, okay.
And Norma Briggs bought it.
I see. Uh-huh. Okay. And what was your other program?
The other program was eight sources of design.
Eight sources.
And one of them was things like cracks that happen in nature and odds and ends of what I do now for photography is happenstance design, mm-hmm. what I call mm-hmm. happenstance design.
Mm-hmm.
Natural behavior stuff happens and you find pattern afterward. So that was a lot of fun to do, and everybody liked it a lot. And at the end of that, I read a poem that I'd written, which I also brought. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, why don't you read it? Okay. What's the name of it?
To count to 10 or count down, that is the question. So the small fry spilled the shoe dye on the best rug, I suppose, and they're shooting kitty litter through the vacuum cleaner hose. Your spouse is dripping cocoa on the nicest linen mats. The kids have tracked their water fight right in the house, the brats. Your son has overfilled his milk, the puddle spreading out. Your daughter's making dinner and she's burnt the sauerkraut. Now before you go to pieces and your family malign, just count to 10 about the mess and look for the design.
Okay, so that's called Count to 10
or Countdown.
Or Countdown, okay.
And all of those things actually happened to somebody.
Well, I remember the hymn that you
also
composed.
Mary Mullen asked me to put words to I Love to Tell a Story.
Uh-huh.
And that's how that came to be.
I see, okay.
And it was fun to do. I really enjoyed it. I always liked that song. My mom used to sing it, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
So I did like getting into poetry. That was another thing I was going to mention.
Hello?
Okay.
Let's see.
Hi. I had called
I wonder if that's picking up.
I don't know. But have there been any particular committees that you were on, or?
I cooked with Fran Romica for the church downtown. What's it called? Grace Church.
Oh.
We went there once a month to cook. We're still doing that, I believe.
Uh-huh.
For homeless men.
Right.
And it was a nice way to...
The homeless shelter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a nice way to be helpful to that situation. And after she died, I had actually quit before that, and so had she, I think, as we got older.
Uh-huh.
But that was good to do. I like doing that. I've come to the cookbook to talk about the cookbook. I don't know whose idea it was to do the cookbook, but I was very active in it, and Rachel was also. And I think she was the word editor, and I know that I was the art director.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very proud of the fact for Prairie that every single bit of that cookbook was made by our church,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
including the printing, because we had Lee Bullen and his wife. And I remember standing in the kitchen all on a row going round and round a central counter, picking up sheets of paper to collate the cookbook.
Mm-hmm.
And we had made a number of 100 some or more, I'm not sure, and every single one of them was sold by the time the printing actually was done. And people wanted another printing of it, but we couldn't do that because we found that one of our members had submitted recipes right out of cookbooks. Plus, there were a number of typographical errors that we needed to fix,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a few recipe errors that we needed to fix. So we didn't do it. But there was an after happening about that, and that was that when Barbara Rames, who came to Madison to live because her brother was in a nursing home and she wanted to be near where he was so she could give him some for time. And when she left, which was a number of years later, she really became very busy with Prairie and very much an active member, very good woman. When she left, she told me she'd wished that there was another cookbook she could buy. And I said, well, they're all sold, and I think everybody wants to keep them, but if you want, I could make you a copy of the cover as a poster. So I did that, and I brought this to Mint to point out to you that it's covered with words. I don't know how many people read that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But in the poster, it's easier to read. And I got thinking, maybe Prairie would like to have a bunch of those for people
uh-huh.
to
mm-hmm.
to have.
That would be very nice at the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, when is the 50th?
It's going to be in September of 2017.
Okay.
And so you designed the cover.
Yeah.
And I know there are pages at each division,
right.
Like for
let
the
me mention
soups
that,
and
because
so on.
That mm-hmm. was part of my job, was to find the artist to do the work. And every single section has a different artist, and they're all Prairie artists.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sections, all with different artists illustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also collected sayings that people liked, favorite sayings, and they're interspersed there as well. And I designed the cover. And then we made a contest with Prairie to come up with a name. And Meredith somebody, I think, was the person that won. Prairie Home Companion had just become important at that time. People
uh-huh.
really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, how about Prairie Kitchen Companion? And that was perfect.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So that's here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed like a tablecloth with a plaid stripe in it. And
so where did you get the idea for this?
Well, it goes
cover.
Along with the Kitchen Companion. It's in the kitchen and it's got a tablecloth behind it.
I see.
And as a textile designer, this would be a jacquard weave. Where
uh-huh.
the words are.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this, I guess. Anyway, I was a textile designer.
And is that a prairie plant on the cover as well?
Sunflower, Queen Anne's lace, goldenrod, and grasses.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's Dusty Miller, maybe.
Very
which
nice.
Isn't wild. Uh-huh. All the rest is, can be wild. Anyway, it has a lot of important words on it, parts of the world that we care about, and how we believe in doing right. And,
you want to read some of the words there?
Let's see what I've got on the outside of the sunflower. Lay ministry, proceeds to prairie, which kind of fell by the wayside, potluck, breakfast, and lunch, Upham Woods, music making, laughter, singing, circle dinners, tears and sorrow, loving, whole bunch of things, general things here. Mm-hmm. And up on the goldenrod it says things like interdependent web of all life, humankind, other cultures, clean air, atmosphere, erosion, nature, fauna, flora, ethics, right integrity, right supports, and one world. There's a whole bunch here that's written quite small of larger statements. And political action. And in the center I put that quote, I don't know who wrote it, but it says, he drew a circle that shut me out, heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win, we drew a circle that took him in.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
The center
uh-huh.
of the sunflower. Uh-huh. Even though we don't talk about that, it's something we do. We're
uh-huh.
inclusive.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So it's very symbolic, the cover.
Uh-huh.
I think it would be nice to offer it as a poster.
Yeah.
But I think I better get them printed before the date you mentioned. I don't know how long I'll be around.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it when I'm harder to,
yeah.
less able to do it than
right.
I am now.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun to do that, and it was a lot of fun
and
also to
And I believe that was
happen.
In 1982.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one on me there. I have no idea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I think it was a great cooperative effort. I think everybody enjoyed doing
mm-hmm.
it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad we couldn't print it again.
And I know that printing press was down in the basement.
Really?
Yeah. Of
they gave it to us.
The Bullens.
Oh, and
Lee and Alice Bullen had this. He was a retired printer.
Yeah, that,
so he
yeah.
had this printing press in his basement.
But where is it now?
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, they left.
Took it with
they yeah. left Madison, and
he gave a workshop about printing.
Uh huh.
And they made the little paper folded hats that printers wore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've forgotten that.
They were.
Was that at a Sunday service?
I have the feeling it was, but I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very intriguing. And speaking of that. Most Treasured Memories is the next section.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
And one of mine still is Roland Parrish, dressed as St. Francis of Assisi, leading a triumphant following of children and people in and out of nature and out of doors and indoors. You never met Roland, did you, Bob?
He may have been there at the very beginning at the Portal Foster Center.
Mm. Oh, he was there, yeah, because it happened there. That's mm-hmm. when you joined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my memory
and, his wife.
Of that event, too, it's very indelible in my mind as well.
Yeah.
And he was dressed like St. Francis.
He had a robe,
and
with
he had this cord around his waist, and
yeah.
he led the children to the zoo, I believe.
I didn't remember
to see
it went
the animals.
To the
zoo, uh-huh.
but I remember running after him and this great trail of children
uh-huh,
and people.
Uh-huh.
St. Francis running through the shrubbery and the trees. It was great.
And that was Roland Parrish.
Uh-huh. Yes, and his wife was Avis, right?
Right.
Avis Parrish. Uh-huh. She was a good woman, too. And then the second thing I remember was the processional of the motorcycle helmets carried on cushion and cushions, and it was called the Zen of the Motorcycle, I believe.
Yes, that was George's service.
Reading. Was that George's?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Because he was involved with a small motorcycle, and so the people at Prairie who had motorcycles.
It was like six or eight people
marching
in with their cushion and their helmet, like a royal crown.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was very interesting. And I've also enjoyed very much the programs in which the children do dramatics or other things that they come up with to share with us. I like that a lot. And
do you remember a particular play or?
Well, I know that things that Robin Proud has helped them with have been great, because she's knowledgeable about dramatics. But I don't remember specific ones. I just remember they've been really nice, really fun. The kids are so free-spirited. I'd love to see that. Happy and enjoying doing this for the adults. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the children, another memory that I've had is children running to get to Prairie ahead of their parents, not to beat their parents, but happy and smiling and looking forward to Sunday school. Actually running to get there. Joyous. It's a joyous place. Uh-huh. So momentous events was the fourth thing.
Uh-huh. And in the community or in the city or in the nation, and how it affected Prairie.
Oh, I didn't think about the nation. I only thought about Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly 9/11 and the terrible stuff that happened there. And the sense of hatred so alive in the country right now is also very hard to take. That racism is raising its ugly head all over again. Just horrifying to see that.
But we were
lessons sort of we learned do not stay. Mm-hmm. People get nasty again.
Mm-hmm.
Hate-filled and jealous. And
yeah. Well, what we were angling at particularly was how the impact it had on Prairie, for example, the newspaper strike.
Well, that was one of the things I did mention.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
On my scrap paper here. Uh-huh. That it was very hard on Prairie because we wanted to honor the strikers, but at the same time we had a feeling of what was the right way to respond to that? And as I recall, we lost a lot as a result of that. There were people who didn't agree with each other, and we weren't sure how to handle it, how to put an ad in the paper or not for Prairie, or there was a lot of confusion. On the other hand, from that, I learned that the minority vote is just as important as the majority vote. Because we've always said majority rules as a culture, but that's not necessarily true. Depends on the issues. And I think that was an important concept to learn, to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that was rather horrific was the entrance into our church of Roy Schenck, who, I'm telling his name right out loud, he was a very angry man, felt that women abused men as though it was equal to men abusing women, and came in early one Sunday and put signs on the women's restroom door that curtailed the use of women of the restroom And I don't remember if they said men only or what. They were trying to give the impression that black people have had of having seen signs that said colored or white only. He was trying to give that impression, but I can't remember what he actually said on those signs. Mm-hmm. I was horrified. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody was horrified. It was very disturbing.
Do you remember whether there were signs on the men's, John, or just the women's?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. One was enough. But there may well have been. I don't know. But I don't think he was doing equal treatment. He was definitely making a nasty dig mm-hmm, at women. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say more about that. Oh, another thing that crossed my mind is that we welcome everybody, and we say that in our preamble or something. It's stated that we welcome everybody, and everybody should feel welcome. And he was a man that I wanted so much to go away. He was so hate-filled. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't know how he finally left, whether he was asked to leave or what we did. I don't know. Never known the result of that.
I think he left, but I
maybe he was
I
just
don't
so
know
mad
if anyone, eased him out or what.
I do think he was spoken to about not mm-hmm, that not being appropriate to mm-hmm, do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what happened next. But anyway, I guess that's everything. Well, many, many wonderful services.
Uh-huh.
Many wonderful services we've had. Many of them have raised my consciousness about something I hadn't thought much about. And I appreciate that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good place to come and get fresh viewpoints, too. I remember one time we had one husband of somebody who was a Republican. And we were acting as though everybody was Democratic, but that's not right. We're not We're not supposed to do that because that shuts somebody out. But he was very polite about it. He went on and believed as he believed and spoke mm-hmm, up if mm-hmm, he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm reminded of Les Lyons, one of our long ago members, who, when he didn't like the hymn we were going to sing words-wise, he would stand in the corner so everybody could see him, not wanting to sing it. He was very individual. Prairie has many very individual
people.
He
actually left his seat, you mean, and went and stood in the corner?
Visibly. Mm-hmm. To protest the words. He was an interesting guy.
Uh-huh. Do you remember other personalities? What will struck you about them?
Oh, I miss Fran Remyka very much. She was one of my best friends. She was like a mom and a sister at the same time for me. She believed very deeply in animals being treated right, mm-hmm, in nature being treated right. And there was one occurrence in which she got quite irate. Rachel Siegfried had found a yellow jacket nest near the entry to the Sunday school from the back door. And she just on her own went and got a spray can of stuff to kill them. And did. Sprayed it down in their hole and killed them. And Fran was furious. She said she should have used it as a lesson to teach the kids about the wasps and to honor them, to be careful walking by the door. And I think she was right. On the other hand, there can be kids who are allergic to stings, and so that needed considering. But probably what Rachel should have done was bring it to the attention of the board, and maybe more than the board, and talk about it. Because that's really how they like to make decisions,
mm-hmm,
not just one person running things.
Mm-hmm.
We've had many wonderful members. I enjoy the Bowens a lot. They were wonderful people. Everybody's been wonderful, really. Some have moved away, and we miss them. But it's been wonderful knowing everybody. Oh, Circle Dinners has been fun, too. I don't always take part because I get tired really fast these days. I have health issues. I can't stand in place. It's hard to cook standing in place. I really enjoyed my membership at Prairie very much. It's like another home. So different from the one I was raised in, where they read from the Christian Science textbook and the Bible every Sunday and every Wednesday evening, and that's all they did. Except Wednesday evenings, people could get up and give a testimony of healing that they'd had from Christian Science. But no choir, hymn singing. There were some hymn singing. But no really stimulating words. The Bible's not that stimulating after you've lived with it for a while. Neither was the textbook. So I really value Prairie very much. It's it's my other home. Besides the one I have with my dog.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that we haven't covered?
Well, everything in my sheet we covered, I think. Let me check here to make sure if I left anything out.
Are you involved in the Prairie Elders?
Yeah, I go to Prairie Elders. I forget to go quite a bit these days, but sometimes I'm just too tired also. Yeah, I've enjoyed the Prairie Elders. We go around the table and everybody has some input. We might share a week or we might talk about an issue. And I like that. I think it's nice for elders to get together also. We share a lot in common with things we've lived through.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much, Metchie Butler.
A question.
Oh, sure. Sorry.
Jean Matos did some art programs. You were involved in that, weren't you?
Yes, I've given art programs.
You?
Well, my design
programs. When she had a series and she had various Prairie artists bring their artworks.
Oh, that might be when I brought artwork. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah. Thank you.
And also, you taught some classes for artists doing on different types of things, like the
stained glass.
Like what?
Stained glass. Did stained glass.
And you had one where you were
enameling,
making molding, liquid metal, making a mold for liquid metals.
Well, did I do one on that? Really?
Yeah, I was.
I remember that one.
That was the one I took.
Oh.
Oh.
Casting
melted copper, for example. And I remember someone made a ring out of copper and then made the finger green of the parent that they gave it to.
You sure it wasn't bronze? I think it was bronze because you need a very high heat for melting copper. It tends to consume rather than high heat. Yeah, it was probably bronze.
Could be.
Manganese bronze we had, yeah. Oh, I didn't remember I'd done that. I'm glad I did. Glad you took it.
Oh, that's good.
The stained glass was fun, too. I know Carl Wacker took that one, and he went home and made some stained glass as a result. Yeah, those were fun. I wish I was still a good teacher. I forget to go to my classes. I mix up time a lot.
Are there any more questions, Bob?
Thanks for asking those.
Yeah, that was good.
I've forgotten about the classes. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your memories.
I've enjoyed it very much. I've enjoyed Prairie. It's been very enriching.
And this is February 19th, 2016.
Right.
Okay.